The gym at R.C. Hemphill Elementary has turned into a free barbershop and beauty salon. Students can choose a braided style or a haircut. Princeton Richardson chose a fresh edge up.
It's just good to have a haircut.
This first grader spent the last year of school online. And his goals this year...
have fun and do great.
It's simple for a six-year-old. It's a different story for his mom, Chariot Moore.
I do have concerns, you know, being that they say that the rising of, you know, the COVID numbers was rising up again. So that does concern me.
Birmingham City Schools will start the year requiring everyone to wear masks. Kyra Miles, WBHM.
WBHM's Kyra Miles talked with one teacher about how she's keeping her classroom safe.
At Robinson Elementary School, music teacher Anna Warner plays Hot Cross Buns on the recorder, an elementary classic. She's preparing her classroom to welcome students back, and instruments line every wall, like sleigh bells on the percussion shelf. A donated piano that's missing a leg. And some vocal warm-up charts.
Do, re, mi, re, mi, mi, mi.
This is only her second year of teaching, but she's wearing a bright yellow t-shirt that reads hashtag teacher life.
I'm so thrilled to see their faces again. They light up the room and they're just going to be so excited. It's going to be a little hard because I'm going to be like, okay, we have to learn the rules because you forgot them all.
Students will have to wear masks and sanitize their hands before entering and exiting the classroom. Over 100 parents and community members crowd the room at this school board meeting in Mountain Brook. All the seats are filled and people have overflowed into the hallway where they stand and watch a live stream. Over a dozen people have signed up to speak about how Mountain Brook City Schools should address diversity and bias in the classroom.
These are our children, they're not yours.
All of the speakers are white, except for one.
My children are biracial and self-identify as being both West Indian and American.
It's a largely partisan debate that's been consuming the community for months. About half of the attendees are wearing green clothes to show that they oppose what they call politics in the classroom. The rest see it as a threat to diversity.
We are simply trying to support those who have been marginalized because of their identity.
It's emotional.
I've asked myself more than once if we've made a mistake in moving here.
But while the parents argue, students know that this issue goes deeper. Jane Gray Battle is 17 years old and about to start her senior year.
The culture at Mountain Brook is not one of real acceptance, and incidents like the one in 2020 are reminders that our school has a long way to go.
She's referring to an incident when some Mountain Brook students...
BHM's Kyra Miles reports.
At Weston Academy, a handful of students sit at their desks and practice reading words their teacher put up on the whiteboard.
Do! Two!
At this literacy camp, students get at least 90 minutes of reading a day. It's summer, but the students are awake and engaged, even if some find spelling a little challenging.
It's a difficult word to say.
It's not difficult.
It's too easy.
This lesson might be easy for rising third grader Honor Munnerlin, but he and thousands of other students will face new challenges ahead. They are the first class affected by the Alabama Literacy Act. The new reading policy was passed in 2019, but will go into effect this year, adding stress to district administrators like Pamela Williams. She's the executive director of curriculum and instruction for Birmingham City Schools.
The pressure is on because this law is so impactful. If students are not reading by the end of third grade, there is a possibility that they may be held back.
This year, every school district in Alabama must looked like them. That's why their mom co-founded the Black Homeschoolers of Birmingham, so more families of color could find stability and security in their kids' education.
The African American and the African culture, we are the culture that has been homeschooling our children since the beginning, and so I feel like it's just in our DNA.
For hundreds of years, it was illegal in the United States for Black people to even learn how to read, so any knowledge was shared within the community. Cheryl Field-Smith is a professor at the University of Georgia. She studies Black homeschooling and its cultural significance.
So the history that's taught is that we've tried, you know, through Brown versus Board of Ed to get access to schools, and schools are integrated. And that's true. But we've also always been self-taught.
New census data shows the number of Black families homeschooling has gone up fivefold in the last year. Field Smith says a variety of factors push Black families into homeschooling. And it's not just COVID-19. There's educational racism in a variety of forms.
We all know that there are structures and policies and practices within our traditional schools that can be damaging to students of color, Black students in particular.
Take school discipline. Data from the U.S. Department of Education Office for Civil Rights shows that Black students are suspended at 3 times the rate of white students. Field Smith studies how Black mothers use homeschooling as a form of resistance.
We are combating the leftovers from slavery, this idea of white supremacy and the inferiority of Black people lingers today. We are overcoming racism through homeschooling. I don't think white people can say that.
While there's been a rise in Black homeschooling,